this fro had a handle on it, you see, about that long, and you'd catch hold of that and rip that board on down.
Oh, I see, and just pull it out.
And a lot of folks use that. Some folks use shingles, and some use tin.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you go to the bathroom in the old days?
Out the barn, a toilet one.
Do you have any joking words for the toilet in the family?
Little boy's room, something like that.
Room,
yeah.
Some people, I guess, call it a privy. Anything else comes to mind?
No. Nothing on the toilet. Little boy's room, something like that.
And how did you get your light to see by at night?
Well, you had corduroy lamps and set them on the table and just take the chimney off and light that lamp.
Now, did the lamps have a mantle or did they have a wick?
They have a wick.
I see.
Just turn it up, you know, and just had a little screw thing on there. You turn it up, you know, how you want it.
I see. The more wick came up, the brighter. I see.
Well, you get it up too high and it'd smoke the chimney.
Oh. So you have to have just a certain amount of wick out. When you first got electric, what did you call the things that you put in the ceiling?
Electric globe.
Globe. Uh-huh. And then later on you started to say, as you say today, you don't call them globes anymore, you call them bulbs, right?
Bulbs, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, they were the same thing.
And would you tell me what you'd keep, what you'd milk into and what you'd keep water in and what you'd keep the scraps on the table in for the hogs?
Well, you could, we always had a milk bucket for milk and a water bucket for water.
What were they made out of?
They were made out of wood, some of them, and some of them was made out of metal.
Uh-huh.
And you kept a slop bucket for the hogs. It'd stay kind of greasy all the time, inside and out.
I think you said that you fed the hogs when you were trying to sort of fatten them up.
Is that
you kept them in a pen?
Yeah.
And then you had those along the, or inside the pen. How would you empty the slop bucket?
Well, you just have a trough made there and just pour your slop bucket over in there. You slop over in there from the outside, you pour it over the fence, or you could have a trough sticking out a little bit and plank come up to that, you know, to stop up the hole, and you could have a trough sticking out a little bit and you could pour it in there.
Into the pen. Mm. And you mentioned the pot in the yard that you used to get the water hot for washing. How would your wife boil water in the stove? What would she use?
Well, she'd put the tea kettle on, is what you call it, and fill it up full of water and put it over our stove.
Did you have was that kettle something that would set down in the...
Well, yeah, it could do it, or either set on top of a